This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Yes, it's Friday. We all made it. But before we go home, it's time for Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. Today, it's our friend Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, are you ready to rock?
I hope so. I've never played this before.
We'll be gentle with each other. Cyrus, I have a number for you. $0.
$0. I'm going to guess that that refers to the price of the newest version of Mac OS X Mavericks.
Cyrus Farivar, early lead. Well done, sir. Well done. So you got a number for me? Hit me.
I've got a number for you, and it's a lot bigger than $0. It is, in fact, $9 billion.
Whew, $9 billion. All right, Cyrus, you stumped me. What is it?
$9 billion is actually the total size of the market for wearable computing this year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's a really big number. It's a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Wearable computing, of course, constitutes things like a Fitbit or a Nike Fuel Band.
Smartwatch.
Yeah, but even things like, you know, like a heart monitor or things that are much more basic.
All right, I got another number for you.
Go for it.
Over 376,000 versus 613,000 followers.
Wow.
Which organizations have these kinds of followers, these follower numbers?
I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Let's say Marketplace Tech and Marketplace.
If only, my friend, if only. It's actually the number of people following the Cardinals and following the Red Sox, respectively, on Twitter. So if you're going to make your bets about the World Series based on Twitter followers, it looks like the Red Sox have an edge.
All right, let's do one more. I got, how about 6 years in prison?
6 years in prison was the sentence of a Chinese blogger?
Not exactly. So this refers to a gentleman by the name of Gottfried Svartholm-Varg. He's one of the co-founders of a website called The Pirate Bay.
Oh, yes.
Right. So he was recently tried on a hacking charge of having been accused of hacking a Swedish bank. And he's going to be extradited to neighboring Denmark, where he's facing very similar hacking charges. And 6 years refers to the maximum sentence that he and another co-defendant could serve.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, good to talk to you again, my man.
Thank you very much.